It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Cassie Thatcher. She is the 4-H coordinator for Emery County. And, you know, 4-H for the year is kind of starting to slow down a little bit. We've got the holiday break that's coming up and everything. But, of course, in January, they will turn the heat back up and get things rolling with plenty of great things going on in Emery County for the as part of their 4-H group over there. So thought we'd bring her in and we'll talk about some of the things that are going to go on over there. And the other thing that we wanted to touch on is, if you know what, if you maybe you were a part of 4-H when you were growing up and you still kind of want to find a way to do things and give back, they always need volunteers. And we're going to talk about that. And if you want to sign your child up, how you can do all those things. Cassie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave.
So we're going to start with, there's just a lot of things that are going to kick up in January. Now, as far as the club is concerned, it'll kind of taper off towards the end of the year now, right?
Right.
And then in January, you've got a whole list of things that you are wanting to get accomplished. And the first of which is you're going to put together a teen council in January. So let's get some of the details on that one.
Okay, so we are looking for any youth, grades 6 through 12, boys and girls, please come. If you are interested in any leadership positions, being a part of a team, being able to go on trips and have fun, come and join us. We'll have some things on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Please join us. We'll be meeting monthly, and we are looking for anybody that wants to have fun with us.
And this is really a great way to get involved if you're looking for some sort of, like you said, leadership type position, because there are some things during the summer months that the team council just kind of turned loose on and said, you guys plan this and take care of it. It's your baby, right? And
so that's correct.
That's another great way to kind of maybe give them some confidence in that we can do this and those kinds of things and build that through 4-H, because that's one of the main parts of 4-H, isn't it?
Yes. Leadership and youth premier development is what 4-H focuses on. So for any kids, especially high school age, if you're looking for leadership opportunities or anything to put on your resumes or, you know, college applications, this is a great opportunity that's pretty much a minimal cost to be involved in. It looks really good on resumes.
All right. And then before we get into classes, you wanted to talk about the fact it's called, this is a program called IC4H, and you'll be starting this in January, and you'll be going into all the elementary schools in Emery County. And so I'm going to let you spend a little time talking about that as well.
Okay. So IC4H is a program that the Utah legislature has approved to help the fifth grade students learn more about earth science. So we focus on the four spheres, the geosphere, the hydrosphere, the biosphere, and the atmosphere. And I'll be coming into every fifth grade classroom within the district. And we do, it's about a 45-minute to a one-hour program with the teachers and the students. It's hands-on. Big colored maps on the floor. Everybody does hands-on activities, learning about the different spheres and how they work with our world and everything. So I'll be seeing all fifth graders in the near future.
So you've got, if you're a fifth grader and you're out there and you're listening, you've got some fun times coming ahead of you in January.
It'll be really fun.
You got to look at that. And then another one that, you know, is a lot of fun, too, is Clover Buds. And these are different classes, but they're geared towards younger kids, right? What's the age limit on Clover Buds?
So Clover Buds, we try and do 5 years old to 8 years old, because 8 years, you are old enough to be an actual regular 4-H'er, but the Clover Buds, we like to take you 5 to 8 years old, and we focus on a lot of things. The Clover Bud classes are geared specifically for younger kids. We do cooking, we do crafts, we do, you know, STEM, anything for those younger friends on their level.
And all right, now is time to jump in and let's talk about some of the cool classes that you've got that are coming up after the first of the year. One of the first ones that you wanted to talk about was, you know, you offer STEM courses all the time, but you're going to have these Spiro balls.
Yes, so a Spiro ball is super cool. We just ordered a whole bunch of them in. They're run through a tablet on an app, but they are about the size of a golf ball, but it's a little robot that rolls around, and you have to program this through the Spiro app, and drive it like a remote control car. They are so fun.
And then speaking of remote control cars, you're actually going to have an RC class.
Yes, we're going to start a new RC club. We've also ordered a whole bunch of RC cars. Looks super fun. And so come and learn how to drive those like a pro.
And then the other one before we get out of here that you wanted to talk about, and this is one that always interests me because I see what people do with them, and it's amazing, and it's 3D printing.
Yes. We purchased a 3D printer this year, and we are excited to get it up and running and make some projects with it. I'm excited to see what the youth in Emory County are going to make for the county fair and just things that can benefit the community with our new 3D printer.
And the great thing that you said about, you know, like the STEM classes, the 3D printing and all that good stuff, is you're actually going to kind of lean on some of the folks from Emory High School to come and kind of work in those classes and show and help with how to get these up and working and those kinds of things as well. And that plays right into, you know what, if you know how to do these things and you want to be a volunteer, what can they do if people want to be a volunteer?
We would love anybody to be a volunteer 18 years or older. Please call the 4-H office at 435-381-3535, and Miss Alice will help you get registered as a volunteer or as a 4-H member.
And another great thing, you can call Alice there if you want to sign your kid up. And how much is, what are the fees for 4-H right now?
So a 4-H enrollment fee is $10 per youth.
And that goes, does it go the school year?
Does it goes from September 1st to August 30th.
You know what? It's a great way for them to learn, to meet friends and hang out and those kinds of things. And it's just $10, and it's going to take you all the way through August, the end of August. So if you if you're interested, if you think your child might be interested in 4-H in Emory County, give them a call, 381-3535, and Miss Alice will get you all signed up. Cassie, thank you so much for coming over and having a talk with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave. We look forward to all our new 4-Hers.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.